We're continuing on in our study of the halachot of Tefillat Mincha. We're starting Siman Reish Lamed Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah. And we're going to read just the first line and a half of the Shulchan Aruch and discuss the topic of when is the ideal time to daven Mincha and how early can you daven Mincha. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Gimel Aleph, Mi shehit palel tefillat mincha la'achar sheish sha'ot u'mechtza u'lemala yatza. A person who davens mincha from 6.5 hours, 6.5 halachic hours into the day and on, a half an hour after chatzot and on, they're yotze. What is 6.5 hours? What do we call it? Mincha gedola. So a person who davens mincha gedola says the Shulchan Aruch is yotze. Now halachically, yotze has a particular connotation. Does anybody know what yotze means?
It's okay, but it's not ideal.
The halachic term is b'dieved, yes. English and Hebrew, but same thing. B'dieved. The implication there is definitely that they're yotze b'dieved. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, v'ikar zmana, the primary time to daven mincha, says the Shulchan Aruch, meitesha shaot u'mechtza u'lemala, is from 9.5 hours into the day and on. What do we call that? Mincha kitan. That's crazy. The Shulchan Aruch is saying that obviously you should daven mincha ketana. And if you want to be a mediocre Jew, then you can daven mincha ketana. That's basically what he's saying. But yeah, you're still yotze. I guess so. God's like, yeah. God's just getting himself together to hear minchas at this point. And if he said it, he'll note that it happened. You're yotze. That's it. So why would he paskin this way? And how do we paskin halacha lemaaseh?
It's better.
He says that lechatchila one must daven mincha kitana, and b'diavad you're yotze if you daven mincha gedola. If you came with me to 120 mincha today, you're a mediocre Jew. Welcome to the club. Right? Let's understand, why does he say that, and how do we paskin? Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. D'tfilat mincha keneged tamid shel bein harbaim tiknuha. So the premise here is, and this is what's going to frame the discussion, is that mincha is very specifically designed after the way that the korban tamid shalbein ha'arbayim was brought in the Beit HaMikdash. Every single day there were two korbanot that were brought, two continuous korbanot, korban tamid, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And shacharis is patterned after the korban tamid shal shacharit, and mincha's patterned after the korban tamid shel bein harbaim. So let's understand how the korban tamid shel bein harbaim was brought, the afternoon continual offering was brought, and by doing that, maybe we can understand how these realities of tefillat mincha came about. So he says, uzman shchitato mideoraita, the deoraita time to shecht the korban, where it was allowed to shecht the korban tamid shel bein harbaim, hatkalato achar shishaot u'mechtza. Once it was 6.5 halachic hours into the day, then you absolutely could bring the korban tamid shel bein harbaim. What therefore does that give birth to? Mincha gedola. Meaning we have mincha gedola because the beginning of the time where it was allowed to shecht the korban tamid shel bein harbaim was 6.5 hours into the day. That's where mincha gedola comes from. That's its origin. That's its root. Dehainu chati shah achar chatzot hayom, half an hour after chatzot. Now he says, "V'rak mishum kedei shiyei cholim lahakriv korbanot yachid mikodem," and only in order that they would be able to bring more korbanot yachid beforehand. Sha'achar hatamid shel bein harbaim asur lahakriv shum korban, because after you brought the korban tamid shel bein harbaim, after you brought the afternoon korban tamid, it was usher to bring any korban. Lachein hayu ma'acharin hakravato bechol yom al teisha shaot u'mechtza. Then every other day they would always bring, except with one exception, they would always bring the korban tamid at 9.5 hours. What is he talking about here? So the way that it worked was is that all of the korbanot that were brought in the Beit HaMikdash every day were brought in between the korban tamid shel shacharit and the korban tamid shel bein harbaim, which meant that if they were to move up the time that they brought the afternoon korban tamid and they were to give the korban tamid earlier, then what would happen? Then you couldn't bring any other korbanot. Meaning, if I wanted to bring any personal korban, then I would walk up to the Beit HaMikdash, and what would happen? I'd see them flip the sign from open to closed on the door of the Beit HaMikdash. That was it. Closed business for the day. Once they brought the Korban Tamid Shabbin Arabayim, that was it for the day. And I couldn't bring any more Korbanot. The individual couldn't bring Korbanot. And so in order to allow for more people to bring more Korbanot, if they wanted to bring over the course of the day, they would delay bringing the Korban Tamid Shabbin Arabayim. Until when did they delay? When would they every day bring the Korban Tamid Shalvein HaArbayim? 9.5 hours into the day. And therefore, what does that give birth to? Mincha Ketana, which the Shulchan Aruch says is the ideal time. But that's where it comes from. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if the whole point is that we're supposed to be bringing a Korban Tamid through our Mincha, so if they always brought the Korban Tamid at 9.5 hours into the day, so then one should daven from 9.5 hours into the day. It should be patterned after the Korban Tamid. Because the only time that they would ever bring it earlier, says the Mishnah Berura, Levad me'erev Pesach shechaliot be'erev Shabbos, a Jew's nightmare, when Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday, right? So you have to watch a few eyes get wide, right? When Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday to prepare for Pesach and Shabbos at the same time, so they also had issues in the sense that they wanted to make sure you didn't want anybody to bring in more korbanot because they needed enough time to go home and roast the korban pesach because you had to eat the korban pesach roasted, and there wouldn't have been enough time if they brought the korban pesach later that by the time they got home and started to put it on the spigot, it wouldn't have roasted in time for pesach, and you wouldn't have been able to have more korban pesach. So on that day, when it was Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach on the same day, then they would bring the Korban Tamid Shalvein Arabayim at 6.5 hours into the day. They would bring it as early as possible on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yod, Erev Shabbos. Sheyushu Chatina Tamid B'Sheisho Temechza. And so says the Mishnah Berura, the Alkain, and this is the first sheet, he's explaining the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, the Alkain, Ikar Zman Tfilat Mincha, the primary time for Mincha, L'Chathchila, Humitesha Shau Temechza Lamal, is from 9.5 hours into the day, is from Mincha Ketana. Because that was when they would always bring the Korban Tamid. They always brought the Korban Tamid at 9.5 hours. So we should always daven mincha from 9.5 hours on. We should always daven mincha ketana. Umikol makom, says the Mishnah Berura, im hitpalel mishesh o'tu mechza lamala. But if a person lo aleinu did daven mincha gedola, if a person lo aleinu did come with me to 120 mincha today, so yatsa, there's still yotzei. Because midoraita, you could bring it that early. Meaning, don't tell me that my mincha is not a mincha, it's a mincha, it's mutter to bring the tamid then, it's mutter to daven then. But ideally, you daven later because they would always bring the korban tamid later. That's the explanation of the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. And that's why he passed into halacha l'maaseh. For Sfardim, though, we'll see that even for Sfardim, there are reasons why one might not follow the Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to that in a minute. But that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, he's paskining for Sfardim, that ideally, yes, a Jew should go out of his way and out of her way to daven specifically Mincha Ketana, and b'diavad, only if you have to, daven Mincha Gedola. Clear on sheet number one? And why it's that way? Anybody hoping that there's a sheet number two?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So let's see sheet number two of three. Sheet number two, continuing on in the Mishnah Berura. V'yesh miharishonim. There are other Rishonim who say differently. And in the Shaar Etzion, he identifies them as the Rosh and the Tor, and he says that it's very possible that the Gra also paskins this way. V'yesh miharishonim shemekilin, that are mekil, and they say, l'chatchila mishesho demechzo lamala. They're mekil to say that mincha is mincha. Is mincha. Meaning, it's l'chatchila dav mincha gedola, it's l'chatchila dav mincha ketana. It's all the same. Meaning, at all the times it was mutter dav mincha. At all times it totally fits the korban tamid shalvein arabayim. So it's l'chatchila dav mincha gedola, it's l'chatchila dav mincha ketana. It's all good. Just dav mincha. That's sheet number two. Do we understand sheet number two? Yeah? I mean, it makes sense. Same, mincha's mincha. Dav whenever you can. Dav whenever you want. Sheet number three doesn't appear in the Mishnah Berura. Sheet number three is quoted in the name of the Ritva and a lot of other earlier Rishonim. It's noted as also being held by Rav Sajja Gaon, the Griz, Rav Chaim, and the Chazon Ish takes it a step further. We'll discuss the perspective of the Chazon Ish in a second. They all say that no, we're going to paskin against the Shulchan Aruch. Not just that it's not the Torah says lechatchila davim mekatana. The Yesh Me'arishonim said that both are lechatchila. They're saying no, lechatchila you should daven mincha gedola, and only b'di'eved you should daven mincha ketana. That's total 180. What's their rationale? That's the Chazon Ish. We'll get to that in a second. The first one, the halachic terminology, Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvot. If you can daven earlier, then daven earlier. The Rekayim Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvot. Go daven. Lechatchili, daven Mincha Gedola. The Chazon Ish gives a very compelling svara, takes it one step further, like you said, Eliza, which is also, if you're standing there right now, you're sitting in the base Medrash at Queens College, the Halakha base Medrash at Queens College, you're sitting there at the end of free hour and a minion is gathering and somebody yells Ashrei, you're going to sit there and go like, no, not me, I'm a Mincha Ketana gal, not me personally, I'm talking about you, I'm a Mincha Ketana gal, I'll catch that later minion at 4:40, I got this covered. Says the Chazon Ish, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be davening tashlumen is what's going to happen. You're going to miss mincha entirely. Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen? A class goes over. There's a problem with a test. Your parents call. You have to get home. Who knows? If you have a mincha right now, right in front of you, you're going to say no? Are you out of your mind? Go daven. It's the hardest. We opened up all of our shiur by saying this is the hardest tefillah of the day. Because it's a fun way to fit it in. There's a minion right now. Go daven. Find the earliest minion possible and go daven. So those are the three shitot. I personally, again, you can't lose here now at this point. You've got the Shulchan Aruch, you've got the Yesh Me'arishonim, and you have the Acharon that we mentioned, who you can literally pass in any which way. I would highly recommend that, especially in the fast-paced, complicated, noisy, busy, distracting lives that we lead, I'm a strong believer in davening as early as possible. Or else you're going to either end up missing mincha, davening b'yichidus, davening tashlumin, davening maybe at the right, we haven't talked about the end time for mincha, but let's assume for a moment, because that's what people generally assume, we'll have to unpack it in the next shiurim. Let's assume you can only daven mincha until shkia. Let's assume that, and that's not necessarily so clear, and we're going to get into it. But let's assume you can only pass it until, you can only daven until shkia, and then suddenly also, now you're davening 5 minutes past shkia. There are so many things that could go wrong. Daven as early as you can. That's why I always try to go to 120. It's right there, every day, right on campus, super simple, know where it is, Monday, Wednesday, during free hour, go to the earliest minion again, even on weekends. Especially here in Kew Gardens Hills, there's minion factories everywhere. So I always try to go to the earliest minion possible. Because then I know that I'm good. I know that I've davened, I've been able to focus on it, and I'm not, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, that mincha that you have where you go to the shkia minion that starts 10 minutes before shkia, you arrive sweaty, disgusting, and out of breath 2 minutes before shkia, and you're like trying to like shove a Shmoneh Esrei in there as quickly as possible, like, just daven earlier. So I'm a big fan of the Ritva, other Rishonim, Rav Sadia Gaon, the Griz, Rav Chaim, and the Chazon Ish. You have what to rely on? To assume that's Lechatchila, and certainly if you could also add into that bucket the Rosh and the Tor and the Gra, who say that both are Lechatchila, one should definitely daven when they have the opportunity to daven. Clear? Questions, thoughts, comments, reflections? Yeah. Whoa, okay, yeah. Chavi.
If the Shulchan Aruch gave me ideal times to daven later, then what about a halacha about not doing stuff before mincha?
Get to that in a second. Excellent. Perfect transition, but we have two other questions first. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, let's say you have, like, free time, like, as soon as you can, like, 6.5 hours, you just have to be free. Mm-hmm. Then you know that later there will be a minion that you usually go to.
If you normally go to that minion, then that's fine. Because that's also, as relating to Chavi's point as well, in the previous show that we had as well, if that's your minion kavua, then go to your minion kavua. Yes. Because there is definitely a Maila and davening with a minion, and if you have confidence that you're going to go there because you go there every day, for sure go to that minion. 100%. Yeah.
So the Mishnah Berurah is not giving you one psak here.
He didn't even give us the psak that I'm claiming, recommending that you paskin like. But by saying Yesh Me'achronim, and that being the second opinion that he brings, he usually is usually leans toward the second opinion that he quotes. Usually. When asked to know when and how and whatever, but you know, he's usually leaning in that direction. Anyway, and the fact that he's quoting, he's saying he's quoting it against the Shulchan Aruch, that you can, that this is also an opinion. A legitimate opinion.
He would say Mincha's Mincha, just do it.
Yeah. I think that seems to be the implication. And then he goes forward and says, relating back to Chavi's point, but even if you wanted to be a Shulchan Aruch Jew, and you dafka want to be a Mincha Ketana Gal, I don't know when that term took off, but it just did, right? So he says, the Al Kol Panim, Im Rotze Le'echol, right? Exactly what you asked. If you want to eat, meaning he's bringing up all of the things that you mentioned that were in the previous siman. Let's say a person wants to eat. Oh, let's say Laderach, or he's going to go on, or she's going to go on a long journey, and they're not going to have time to daven later. Oh, and look at this example. Oh, Sha'ata Yuchal Lidpala Limatzibor V'Imyantin Al Mincha Ketana Lo Yem Lo Minyan. Or if now you have a minyan, but if you wait to daven Mincha Ketana, you're going to have to daven Biyachidus. If any of those things apply, where, like we talked about before, where you can, maybe you can't start a Suda Gedola, maybe you can't start a Suda Ketana. You get into any of the situations where now you're stuck between two things. You're in this paradox of the Shulchan Aruch, where on the one hand the Shulchan Aruch paskin, you can't do anything till you daven mincha. But you cannot daven mincha. Right? And you're stuck in that paradox, so the Mishnah Berurah breaks. He says, no. If there's any time between mincha gedola and mincha katana, where you want to do something and you can't because you need to daven, then it becomes lechatchila for you to daven right now and then to do that thing. And one of the things that he lists is the Mishnah Berurah is if now you have a minion and the other way you have to daven miyachidus, daven with a minion. He's saying, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, even within the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, then Mincha Gedola becomes Lechatchila. If you want to eat, if you're going on a journey, if you have a meeting now and you want to have one later, it becomes Lechatchila to daven Mincha Gedola. And Rav Avadi Yosef, when he paskins on this, he talks about the fact that that's why he explains that the minhag of many yeshivas has become to daven Mincha Gedola. You'd think that dafka in a yeshiva, they would go out of their way to daven Mincha Ketana. You know, like they're sitting and learning all day, so like daven at the right time. He says that the reason that, amongst many reasons, in addition to the fact that there are many Achronim, he says, who paskin that it's l'chachila daven mincha gedola, and that they're supported by sources in Torah Tanistar, and. He says, just for the very simple fact that in yeshiva, when do they daven? They daven a lot of times before they go to have lunch. So to make sure that whatever it is that they're about to start for the rest of their afternoon, that they don't get into trouble with the previous simon, so go daven now, because it's l'chachila to daven now. To make sure that you don't get into problems with what you can and can't do the rest of the afternoon. And if again, if there's anything that you want to do and what's stopping you is that you haven't davened mincha yet, it now becomes lechatchila to daven mincha, including davening with the minyan. Clear? Even within the Shulchan Aruch, it becomes lechatchila. He says, lechule alma mutter lipala lechatchila misheshau temechso lamala. And that's the end of Sif Katan Aleph. Yeah? We still have a couple more topics to address, but yeah, question? People just said stuff. I didn't make it up.
So that was even. So it's basically he's going to the Shulchan Aruch.
No, he's explaining the Shulchan Aruch. He's saying what the Mishnah Berurah is claiming is that the Shulchan Aruch would agree to what I'm about to say, which is that if you need to do something, then it goes from being b'diavad. I mean, he's saying like, don't randomly choose daven mincha gedola. Don't randomly choose daven mincha gedola, says the Shulchan Aruch. But if you have a reason why you need to daven mincha gedola, says the Mishnah Berurah, then the Shulchan Aruch would say that it becomes lechatchila for you daven mincha gedola. Okay.
So it's never lechatchila daven.
No, it is. Like if you are a Shulchan Aruch person. Especially if you're Sephardi. But the Ramah doesn't argue here, so it seems to be the Farash Nazim as well. I mean, the Ramah doesn't say, whoa, what are you talking about? But the Mishnah Berurah, you could certainly rely on the Mishnah Berurah. You know, there definitely is a Maila in davening Mincha Ketana. The Rambam says it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it, Alacha Lamaisa. There's definitely a Maila in davening Mincha Ketana. But I would say that the Svara of the Chazanish is so compelling, Bizman Azeh, that if you have an early meeting, go to an earlier meeting. But if your minyan is a mincha ketana minyan, which is a very specific time and rotates every day, right? It constantly is moving. But if your minyan, I've never heard of such a thing. If your minyan is a mincha ketana minyan, so that's awesome. If you work in an office place where they're like, we're gonna have to stop from instead of having a shkia minyan and having that move every day, we're gonna do a mincha ketana minyan. So throw a party. That's awesome. I don't know who's doing that, but let's start that movement now. That's great. Especially because, and this may, you know, Rav Nevensol, I think, seems to be saying this, B'derech HaEfshar, that Rav Nevensol says that it's very possible, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rambam, that's for sure, that it's very possible that according to the Rambam, possible, according to the Rambam, that lechatchila you should daven mincha katana, but that only goes until plag hamincha. So if you're davening mincha after plag, meaning if you're davening mincha to shkia minyan, then according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that's the worst case scenario. And the order of preference is, if you're not following me, it's fine. If you are following me, great. The order of preference is davening between mincha ketana and plag mincha. Then preference number two is davening mincha gedola. And then preference number three is davening between plag and shkia.
Can you please repeat that?
The order of preference, Lucky can tease it out more afterward, but like it's okay if you don't get the nuance of it. Like, the point is, daven when you can daven. But according to Rav Nevensol, he understands the Shulchan Aruch and the based on the Rambam, as when he says daven mincha ketana, that means that you should daven literally at 9.5 hours into the day. Once you hit 10 hours and 45 minutes, once you hit plaga mincha, then choice number two, that's choice number one, is between 9.5 and 10:45. Choice number two then is, if you can't do that, then daven mincha gedola. Because the worst possible choice is choice number three, which is to daven between 10:45 and shkia, which is what all shkia minyanim do. So Rav Nevensol says, not so simple to even be a mincha ketana Jew according to the Shulchan Aruch, because then you have to daven, says Rav Nevensol, then his understanding of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, then you would have to daven every day between halachic hours of 9.5 and 10:45. You have a 1 hour and 15 minute window specifically to daven, and if you miss that, then you've dropped from tier one to tier three.
If the plan in advance.
No. Or just daven the first minute you can get. Yeah.
Just last time, even if you have a set time job every day by yourself, it doesn't count.
That's what I claimed last time, but you're welcome to check with your local Orthodox posik. Yeah.
But the most ideal is to still have to do a minute.
Yeah. I mean, again, there are achronim say both in lechatchila. You have achronim who say no, dafkas lechatchila daven mincha gedola. So I would say if you have a minion that you know you're not going to miss because your whole office drops their stuff all at the same time, right? Right. I'm saying then like so great. Although in that case you are passing, I guess technically against the Chazon Ish, against the Rif. I mean, like you're going to lose either way, and you're going to win either way. So I would say if you're going to win either way. So if that's the minion that's in your building, so just make that your minion kavua, and you're great. But if your minion kavua is earlier, again, like here, we have a 120, we have a 440. I'm makbid on the 120 because by 440, my day is at least 2 hours off track. So I'm never going to make it. Stop at 120. Yeah, let's finish up. We have very little. We have.
Seeing what time it was because 440 is like.
Well, 440 is Marv at this point.
Right, but I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
440 is now it's not even a conversation. There is only one mincha on campus, except the secret minion in the library for the super firm people. Yeah, there's a secret library minion going on. Yeah. Not okay. Not firm enough. We're gonna tell you.
They're like in between the books. You could go back.
Okay. Because it's better to daven in the Queens College Library than to daven in a base medrash.
Davening in front of like. Gemara's, and I was like, cool, I'm in the Queen's College Library, and there's...
Oh, there's Gemara's there also? So maybe that's... Maybe they think it has a din of a base medrash. That would be crazy to...
That's, except it's like...
The halakha ramification of them assuming that there's a din of a base medrash on the Queen's College Library is going to not be worth davening there. let's not get too far afield. Let's bring it back. Okay. So we have... take a look at the next... One last point to make. We've now determined when is ideal to daven mincha. We have one last question, which is how early can one daven mincha? So what seemingly is the answer to how early one can daven mincha? 6.5 hours, and you can't daven before that. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says next in Sif Katan Bet. Umekta ulamala yatza mashma demikodem lachin lo yatza filu b'dievet. Let's say you accidentally looked up the wrong time on whatever website you use, on whatever app you use. And you finish davening mincha, and I've seen students who, like, when they're running between classes, I have seen students do this. I've seen women davening on the women's side of the base medrash after chatzot, but before 6.5 hours. And depending on who it is, I will say something to them or I won't say something to them. You know, you don't want to say the wrong thing to the wrong person, but like, I've seen it happen multiple times on the women's side of the base medrash in our base medrash. So what happens if you then daven and realize, shoot, I totally messed up. I was thinking of chatzot, and I just davened after chatzot, but before 6.5 hours. Says the Shulchan Aruch here, that the Mishnah Berurah here, the clear indication of the Shulchan Aruch is that you're not even yotzei your tefillah b'di'eved. Your mincha was a nothing.
Daven again.
Daven again.
That's what you told me when I did that
once. We're not going to pause
now. No, basically, I davened mincha and not shacharit, but it wasn't.
We'll get it. We can talk about the particular case afterward. Any event. I'm glad that there were more details in that case. So he says that you're not yotze, afilu b'dieven. And then he says, but, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh miha achronim, but there are achronim sfir lehu say, da'af de lechatchila osur lehitpalel kol dem shenlish lem chatzia sha'a shachar chatzot. Even though lechatchila it's osur to intentionally daven before mincha gedola, to daven between chatzot and mincha gedola, between chatzot and 6.5 hours into the day, mikol makom b'dieved sheyitpalel b'zohar chatzia sha'a lo yitpalel shenit. B'dieved, if a person daven, then they shouldn't daven again. And he gets into a discussion of this in the Shar HaTzion, and in the end of Shar HaTzion, Ot Vav, he says, "Vitzoruch iun lemaisa." It's not clear to me what you should do, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even the Mishnah Berurah is not so sure sometimes. He says, "Vitzoruch iun lemaisa." The Isha Yisrael, a modern sefer that is wildly comprehensive and really amazing if you have like the time for endless footnotes, but an incredibly comprehensive sefer on the halachas of tefillah. So he paskins that since this is a suffix, since the Mishnah Berurah leaves this as a sorech iun lemaisa, he says that you do not repeat mincha. Because what is this a case of then? Suffix, brachos. And what do we paskin? Yeah, we paskin that because it's a bracha and brachas are durabanan, if you have a suffix whether or not you go forward or not, then you never repeat a bracha and a makom suffix. So says the Isha Yisrael, if you daven between chatzot and 6.5 hours by accident, I guess in this case even intentionally, since it's a suffix, so you're not allowed to daven again.
Would your tefillah count?
You have to presume that it does, meaning you have to assume that it does because you can't daven again. You can't daven again. Because since it might have been yotze, it's usher to say the brachot a second time. He then quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who takes it one step further, and I'll take questions just after we finish this point. There's one really cool thing that's going to come out of this. So again, halacha lemaisa, if you did daven by accident between 6 and 6.5 hours, you should not daven again. Write that one down. That one's a good one. If you daven between 6 and 6.5 by accident, first of all, it's usher to do so. But if you do it by accident, then you should not daven again. Because it's suffik bracha. Isha Yisrael then quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that since you can't daven until after 6.5 hours into the day, you can't even start ashrei until 6.5 hours into the day. Okay, how long is ashrei? Even if you have a lot of kavana, how long is ashrei? Let's go up it. Make yourself sound firm. 2 minutes. Wow, that's an ashrei. 2 minutes. It's like, that's not so impressive. Right? But let's say you're talking about minchan shatz. Say you're talking about a fast day. Well, suddenly then that just made the conversation much more interesting. Because there you have on Shabbos Kriyat HaTorah. That could save you 10 minutes with Ashrei, Uval Etzion, and Kriyas HaTorah. On a fast day, you've got Ashrei, Kriyas HaTorah, Haftarah, putting back the Torah. You've got 15, 20 minutes. So can you do that? So seemingly, Isha Yisrael quoting, I think he quoted an earlier source, and I'm blanking out on what the earlier source was, but Rav Chana Kanevsky Paskin, and Isha Yisrael brings this down, is that no, it's usher to start anything until 6.5 hours. But if you follow the mystery tour of the footnotes in the Isha Yisrael, he takes you from one footnote and he refers you to another footnote, and that footnote refers you to another footnote. And if you have that kind of endurance at 2:30 in the morning, which is not easy, if you have that kind of endurance, you'll find tucked away, he says, he quotes a shut minchas Yitzchak that says in a shas hadchak, you can say Ashrei and Kriyat HaTorah before 6.5 hours. You could say it between Chatzot and 6.5 hours, as long as you don't start Shmona Esrei until Mincha Gedola. Rav Nevin saw, it seems based on the person who spoke to him, Paskins this way, that one, it's not even clear to me that you necessarily need a shot at chav to do that. I believe that when I asked my husik as well, on behalf of the campus, I don't remember if it was a shot at chav sak or not, but I think he also said just in general it's fine. I think both Rav Nevin saw my posek hold that it is totally mutter, especially and for sure in a shot at chav, to do Kriyat HaTorah and Ashri and all these things before Mincha Gedola, as long as you don't start Shmona Esrei, which is that's what's very specifically connected, the Korban Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim, until 6.5 hours. And we use that Lemaisa every year. When do we use it? Tzom Gedalia. Every year Tzom Gedalia. It falls out toward the beginning of the semester. Usually Mincha Gedola is around 1:20-ish at that time of year. And if we were to start davening for a fast day at 1:20, then Mincha would end into the 1:40 class period and nobody would show up to Mincha. Nobody would daven Mincha. So we rely on this psak, and we always, you can look for it next year, we always start Mincha before Mincha Gedola, and I make sure to time it in such a way that Shmona Esrei definitively starts after Mincha Gedola. So we use this halacha l'maisa, and many shuls this time of year also. They're usually very quiet minyanim. They're usually not like blasted, and like people don't usually like put it up in the flyers and everything. But there are a bunch of shuls that if you look carefully, so this time of year what they'll do is they'll daven shacharis and shul on Shabbos. They'll go to Kiddush, and then because you have such a short afternoon anyway, before they go home for lunch, they go back upstairs to the base medrash and they daven mincha before they go home for lunch. Because right now, like today, I think mincha gedola, I believe, is at like 12. No, it's chatzot. Mincha gedola right now is around, I think, 12:05, 12:07. But let's say they can't keep their families waiting. So you'll see, I think even needs to be any, depending on who the Rav is and the posek is of that shul. So there's another situation where they might start Ashrei, Uvalitzion, and Kriyat HaTorah after Chatzot, before Mincha Gedola, and just make sure to start Shmona Esrei after 12:07. Or after, it doesn't matter the time, after Mincha Gedola. So it's a useful kula if you're in a situation where you need to daven Mincha Gedola, davening is longer, and you really can save yourself 15-20 minutes by utilizing this kula if you need it, certainly in a shot at the clock. And it seems to me, and I could double check, that from Rav Nevin saw and from my posting, that would be something that one can do lechatchila in general. So that answers the two questions of when is the ideal time to daven Mincha and when is the earliest time to daven Mincha. We're going to spend the next few times in Chavruta desperately and painfully trying to figure out until when can we daven mincha. The next year that we have will be on this topic of until when can one daven mincha.